Welcome to Rise and Rank with Rank Pass Podcast, Google Business Profile Edition. The only podcast giving you step-by-step guidance to make your business stand out and shine on Google.
We're your overly enthusiastic and highly caffeinated hosts, Kai and Eileen, here to help you turn your Google Business Profile into a lead-generating machine.
Join us every Tuesday for the hottest local SEO tips and tricks to boost your visibility on Google and outshine your competition.
More clicks, more calls, and more customers. And we try to keep it fun.
So let's rise through the ranks together, one Google Business Profile tip at a time. Okay, picture this. You're looking for a place to eat, right? You're starving, like I could eat my own foot hungry. You pull up Google and you see two pizza joints. One has 5 stars and people raving like it's the second coming of pizza. The other, one lonely 2-star review that says, "The crust tasted like cardboard and regret."
Oh no, cardboard and regret. That's a hard pass.
Right? I don't care how close that second one is. I'm walking the extra blocks for that first one. That, my friend, is the power of reviews. Welcome to today's episode where we're turning those digital love letters, or horror stories, into your business's biggest superpower.
I mean, reviews are the internet's version of, come here, I got a tip.
Right. Welcome back to Google Business Profile Optimization with Rank Pass Digital. We're your not-so-boring guides showing you how to show up first on Google without spending your weekends learning SEO.
I'm already in. Where do I sign?
I'm Kai, your favorite sarcastic hype person who thinks local SEO is sexy.
And I'm Eileen, the one who laughs at every joke, even the bad ones. And today we're diving into reviews, how to get them, respond to them, and make them work harder than a barista during pumpkin spice season.
So buckle up, sip that overpriced latte, and let's make your reviews shine like a diamond in a Google search.
Sparkly caffeinated SEO power, let's go.
So reviews, they're kind of like Wi-Fi. You don't always see it, but oh man, when it's not there, you feel it.
Yes, and honestly, I'd rather have no napkins than no Wi-Fi. And that's saying something.
Reviews are the digital version of word of mouth. Remember when your aunt used to tell you where to get the best dry ribs in town? Now it's Google, and your Aunt Margie is just writing a review instead.
Yeah, and Aunt Margie doesn't hold back either. 5 paragraphs on her pedicure experience. Iconic.
And it's not just for funsies. 87% of people are out here reading reviews like they're deciphering ancient scrolls. It's basically customer behavior 101.
That's more than read the actual product description. Like, I don't care what it's made of, but tell me what Cheryl from Winnipeg thought.
Google loves them too. Reviews are like gold stars on your homework. They tell Google, "Hey, this biz knows what it's doing." And Google's like, "Cool, cool, cool. Let's show you off then."
It's like a popularity contest, but with fewer cheerleaders and more pizza joints.
Picture this. You're looking for a dentist. One has 4.9 stars and people writing sonnets about their pain-free root canals. The other one, just a lonely review saying, "The drill slipped."
Yeah, I don't need my teeth turning into a Saw movie. Pass.
Okay, let's get to the good stuff. How do you get more reviews without begging like you're trying to sign people up for a CD club in 1998?
Oh, 12 CDs for a penny. And a lifetime of regret. Been there.
Step 1. Make it stupid easy, like easier than opening a bag of chips easy. Share that direct link, baby. Put it in your emails, your texts, your social posts. Heck, tattoo it on your forehead if you have to. No, not really.
Honestly, the number of businesses that make me go on a scavenger hunt just to leave a review? It's like, am I earning a badge or just trying to say you were great?
Exactly. Example time. Loved your service? Click here and make our day. Boom, done. Reviewed. Mic drop.
Chef's kiss. Simple, polite, and very clickable.
Step 2. In-store nudges. We're talking signs near the door that say, "Enjoyed your visit? Tell Google all about it." Or receipts with a QR code and a little message like, "Scan me like a menu. Leave a review like a legend."
Okay, that's actually genius. I'd scan that just for the confidence boost.
Right? It's all about catching them in the moment when they're feeling good. Speaking of timing.
Oh, yes. Timing is everything. Like, you wouldn't propose marriage right after someone dropped their ice cream cone, you know?
Exactly. Ask for that review when the customer is at peak happiness. After dessert, post-haircut, when the leak is finally fixed, and the bathroom isn't an indoor pool anymore.
If you love the lava cake, let the internet know. I would review mid-bite, with chocolate still on my face.
And if you want to go the extra mile, offer a little thank you, not a bribe. You don't want to sound like 5 stars or the puppy gets it. That means you can't ask your customers to leave a review in exchange for, well, anything. You just need to make it easy for them to leave a review and not incentivize anyone.
Exactly. Sweet, simple, and very much allowed. Just make it super simple for people to leave reviews. Well, and obviously be awesome at what you do and always put the customer first. We do love an ethical review hustle.
And finally, don't do it all manually, people. Use tools. Bright Local, BirdEye, Yext. They're like your digital assistants with no coffee addiction or sick days. And of course, RankPass Digital is always here to help you to the top of Google. Just shoot them an email at hello@rankpass.com.
Ooh, I love that. Just little software butlers out here saying, would you like me to request a review, madam?
Yes, Jeeves. Yes, I would.
All right, so you got the reviews coming in, like compliments after a good hair day. But what now? You gotta respond, baby.
The review convo is only half the story. The reply is your chance to be charming, helpful, or just plain human.
Stats don't lie. 97% of people read responses to reviews. Some are just here for the drama, but others, they're deciding if you're worth their time.
It's like review reality TV, and you do not want to be the villain edit.
Exactly. Responding shows you care more than a golden retriever at a welcome home party.
Let's start with the happy ones, positive reviews.
Oh yeah, those are the fun ones. The digital hugs.
Step one, acknowledge, say thanks. Thanks, Sarah. We're thrilled you loved our handmade pasta. Make sure you mention the product service because keywords matter in reviews.
Add a little flavor. Our patio is the best during summer. So glad you enjoyed it. Makes it personal.
Then invite them back. Come back soon. Our seasonal menu launches next week. Don't let it be a one-time fling. Turn it into a full-blown loyal customer love story.
Like when Harry met salads. Yes, please.
Now, let's talk about the spicy ones. The negative reviews, deep breath, no caps lock, no sarcasm, no unleashing your inner internet troll.
Oof, I've seen those. Full rants in all caps. You were a horrible customer. Yikes.
Exactly what not to do. Instead, stay chill. Start with, we're sorry to hear that and appreciate your feedback. Simple, classy, not defensive.
Then bring the empathy. We understand how frustrating that delay must have been, because you can't just leave a robotic one-liner saying, sorry, thanks. Do that and it might just summon negative one-star enthusiasts.
Right? Then offer a way to fix it. We'd love to make it right. Call us at number or email us at email. Don't just say sorry, do something.
And please, please, for the love of SEO, don't use the same copy-paste robot reply for every review. Don't do it.
Have a nice day. Ugh. Is that a review response or an airline announcement?
Please place your feedback in the upright and locked position. No, thank you.
All right, now let's say your reviews are looking good. You've got the digital love. What do? You market that magic, baby.
Ooh, yeah, it's time to flex. See these pipes?
Huge. Start with your website. Build a wall of fame. Show off those glowing reviews like their Grammy Awards. 5 stars. Best massage ever. Front and center.
And don't stop there. Get social next. Hit the socials. Take those reviews, dress them up in Canva, and post them with flair. Add a little sparkle, like 5 stars or best tacos in town. Boom. Engagement. Tag it, hashtag customer love. Throw in a taco gif and just wait for the digital high fives to roll in.
And let's not forget email. Pop a review of the month in your newsletter. It's fun, it's easy, and it makes people think, dang, I want to be featured too.
Especially if it's about something delicious. Suddenly I'm reading your email and ordering takeout.
And if you're running ads, use reviews. If Carla from your post says your tacos are life-changing, let Carla do the talking. Don't take our word for it. Take Carla's.
It's like a trust shortcut, and way better than stock photo guy holding salad.
And hey, when you hit milestones, brag a little. 500 reviews, 4.9 stars, say it loud. Thanks for helping us hit 500 reviews. We're doing a happy dance with extra guac.
I'd like that post and go get tacos too, with extra guac. You've basically hacked my brain.
That's the idea. Show up, show off, share the love, repeat.
Now let's talk about keeping all this under control, review management tools. Because you can only do so much before your eyeballs start twitching.
Preach. I tried managing reviews manually once. I aged 6 years in a week. Where, oh where, could a local business get help with something like that? Any ideas?
As a matter of fact, enter RankPass Digital.
Did you know they were actually a review management platform before they became a full-fledged digital marketing company?
No kidding. And look at them now, teaching the world how to beat out the crowd and rank at the top of Google.
All right, let's hit those takeaways before our listeners fall into a review-induced trance.
Hit me with that glittery summary.
1. Make leaving a review easier than microwaving popcorn.
2. Respond to every review like it's a message from your future customer. Because it kinda is.
3. Use reviews in your marketing like customer-supplied glitter. Sprinkle it everywhere.
4. Automate with tools so your brain doesn't melt like a popsicle in July.
Oof! We covered a lot today. If you're still with us, congrats! You just leveled up your local SEO game.
And if this episode helped, or made you laugh, snort, even once,
go search RankPast on Google and leave us a review. Yes, we are absolutely practicing what we preach.
Or tag us on socials, tell your friends, shout us over at your next staff meeting. We don't mind. Also, check out rankpast.com/GBP to download all the episodes with transcripts and checklists and more.
Until next time, optimize like a legend. And remember, even a 5-star biz starts with one solid review. Now go be awesome and maybe leave us a review while you're at it.
Thanks for tuning in to Rise and Rank with RankPast Podcast.
Want more tips and tools to increase your clicks and customers? Head to rankpass.com/GBP for full episode details and free resources.
And hey, don't forget to leave us a review. And tune in every Tuesday for more ways to make your Google business profile shine and climb the ranks.